right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us. 312-981-7200 is our number. Got a big show for you. Coming up after the break, stage and screen legend Rita Moreno will join us to talk about the reboot of the classic 1970s TV series One Day at a Time, which debuts its fifth season this Monday on CBS. Plus, of course, we'll talk about her incredible career. TV icon Norman Lear will join us. He created that show, plus All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude. And he just won an Emmy again, still working at 98 years old. Should be a fun conversation. Then renowned biographer Philip Norman, who wrote the definitive biographies on the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Elton John, and more, just put out a new book on Jimi Hendrix, who left us 50 years ago. Then, as I do every Halloween season, I'm going to share one of my favorite classic radio horror plays called Suspense, The House in Cypress Canyon with Robert Taylor. It's a really, really good play. If you haven't really listened to any old-time radio, these horror shows really, really stand up, and we'll play that for you. But first, the Museum of Broadcast Communications reopens this weekend through Monday. You can visit the latest exhibit there called Stay Tuned Rock on TV. There's also a phenomenal website called The Great Debates, perfect as we are in the middle of this election cycle. And to talk about it all, Executive Director Susie Schultz joins us on the Team Hochberg phone line. Hey, Susie, what's going on?
Oh, David, it's heady company I'm in tonight. I really feel amazing. I can't wait to meet Rita Moreno.
you opened for Rita Moreno. How's that? How's that for your Friday? I love that.
I'm going to use putting that on the resume tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it is Columbus Day weekend, Indigenous People Day on Monday. No e-learning. I'm sure kids are rejoicing everywhere. But the museum is reopening this weekend through Monday, so you can see this Rock on TV exhibit that we've had from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, it's just a wonderful, wonderful exhibit, 8,000 square feet, 300 artifacts. This is one of the exhibits with the most guitars in it, you know, and that is, those are precious things that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame lets out. So we are thrilled to have it. It really tells a great story, David, about from the 1940s when both of these industries, rock and roll and television, were in their infancy. And both of them are on the opposite sides, right? You wanted to be the one impressing all the families and in the homes if you were in the television industry, and you were counterculture if you were the rock and roll guys, right?
Right. And I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry, Susie. Go ahead.
No. I was going on the patter part. Sorry about that.
That's okay. But I mean, you see the Jackson 5, Soul Train, which was filmed right here in Chicago. But everything, even to Britney Spears and MTV and Lady Gaga. So there's really something for everyone.
Yeah, Buddy Holly, all the way to Cyndi Lauper. And what it really tells the story of is the impact of television on rock and roll. Rock and roll was, you know, would probably all still be around without television. But this industry elevated it, brought it into people's homes, and it made a big difference. In fact, it really helped, you know, form so many of the stars that we know today and so many of the stars of different of the different generations right afterwards. It's just really, really cool. And what's wonderful about it is if you stand in it, I mean, we are all quarantined now, and we are here at the museum to keep you safe. Everything that we're doing will keep you safe, we promise. But what is wonderful in this exhibit is to listen to all this music.
Yeah, right.
It is so wonderful. And we think it's a great exhibit, too, for families because, you know, you can come in as a parent and tell your teens, well, this is what we listen to. They can tell you, this is actually what we draw beats from one of the favorite songs that I love. So it's a great thing to get the family talking.
Well, and it's very special, too, because the museum is not open every day and every weekend due to the pandemic. So this is one of those special weekends that you're open through Monday. So, you know, if you want to get tickets online, you can do it at museum.tv. If you use promo code WGN, you can get a few bucks off on your ticket as well. So again, museum.tv for tickets. But more importantly, you know, us adults are having such a hard time during this political season, especially after this last debate, navigating through this election cycle. And our younger generation, specifically students, must have a much harder time than even we are and really need some help understanding all this. And there's a new website that debuted this year called greatdebates.org that does just that.
It is what's what is wonderful about this site is it's packed with information. And this is exactly what the museum, the era that the museum is in, is that, yes, we want to deal with the beautiful, wonderful, fun stuff in television, but we also want to talk about the impact of the broadcast industry, radio, television, and digital. And when you look at it, what's amazing is think about the evolution of this industry and what the impact it's had on all sorts of people. Nowhere is it more distinct than in the presidential campaigns, because every 4 years, think about it, you couldn't just cookie cutter. You had to evolve and iterate along with the industry. So we highlight what this did, how this had to, how candidates had to change their game. We have not only a 100-year timeline of all of the moments where broadcast industry really impacted the presidential races, and we have articles about it, the moments of disruption, we call them, as well as we have for teachers, as well as for parent educators.
Yeah.
We have eight modules of curriculum that are up to date. We talk about coronavirus and leadership. We talk about voting rights. Within another week or so, we'll have two more modules up that will have to do with the Supreme Court. And we are, as you well know, David, we're nonpartisan. So we are looking at this from all sides, and we're teaching media literacy, we're teaching critical thinking, and we're teaching civic engagement, because we know, no matter what party you're from, it is crucial for everybody to be engaged in this political process. That's just part of what we have to be as Americans. And so this is really telling students, listen, whatever port of entry you're coming in, let's think about it, let's engage with it, and you can make a difference. And that's what this is about.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Trying to take out the rancor.
Absolutely. No, it's near and dear to my heart. And again, the resources for the teachers, and really because we're in the age of e-learning right now, there's some great curriculum as well. And it's a course called greatdebates.org. That's the website. And for tickets this weekend through Monday to the Rock on TV exhibit from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, special opening this weekend through Monday, visit museum.tv and use promo code WGN for a couple bucks off. Susie Schultz, you know, thank you so much for joining us and leading the way, especially during these really unusual times.
Well, thank you very much, David, for letting me talk about it. It's just great to brag on the museum.
Terrific. Have a great weekend, Susie. Thanks.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Screen legend Rita Moreno on the new season of One Day at a Time on CBS, next on 720 WGN.